Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's Stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Hello, welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess, brought to you by...
What sound does the wooden frog make? Tune in every week, and at some point we will find out exactly what sound the wooden frog makes, but who knows when and who knows if?
Until then, it's a mystery.
And that one's
Zach Reno.
And that one's Brett Morris, engineer, choo-choo, on the screens and the cables and the headphones and the screen sharing and the Zoom.
That one's Dana Wickens on the stickins.
And that one's Scott Passarella. Look at him in the Bay Area, beautiful Bay Area in Scott, the middle of land.
Scott is waving. He's on his phone. He's currently making tracks. He's playing the piano so fast.
Catching up Bayside style.
And wouldn't you know it, there are very few guests that we would bring into such a tumultuous recording environment because it's one, very complicated. Two, you have to do a song entirely by yourself. Three, we don't want just any old person popping up in this Zoom having to look at their face in the morning. But this one we do. She's obviously one of our favorites. We've had her many times. We're so happy to have her back. Please welcome the incredible Nicole Parker. Brett,
you have to edit
that so we said it at the same time. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much. I feel like we need to let the people know that you have just been through a gauntlet of 38 minutes of setup. So they need to know and appreciate and honor and hold you in their hearts as the true queen you are. But thank you so much for joining us.
I have a baby and my husband's watching the baby right now. So it's 38 extra minutes than I told him it was going to be. So shout out to him as well.
Yeah, shout out to Seth. He did a lot of good computer help.
He made a quick cameo.
Yes. And we love the give and take of co-parenting in this quarantine.
We stand co-parenting in this quarantine.
We stand co-parenting. How are you doing? How is your quarantine going?
I am realizing, I'm really not trying to make a joke, but like quarantine life is similar to what life taking care of a small baby is because you really are in the house all day. I never took off my pajamas for the last 6 months. So like that hasn't changed.
We're now,
but what's
all in good company with you.
More of the same, baby.
Right, and now more of the same, but with help, because my husband is not working. He's obviously working from home, and that's nice. But it's also weird because he has no idea what's going on. The baby, not my husband. But to look at like a little baby who's like, life is great, while like the world is burning, it's a weird thing to like. I mean, it helps in some ways because you're just having to like pretend everything's fine. But also, like, I posted that video of that scene from The Incredibles, like at the end where the plane explodes and the Elastic Girl is holding little baby Jack, and my baby's name is Jack, and there's like an explosion happening behind her, and she's just holding the baby, and she's like, "It's okay, Jack, it's okay, Jack." I'm trying to do my best Holly Hunter here. Look at mommy, you know, and there's this explosion behind her, like everything's fine, and I feel like that every day, sort of.
And I feel like you do present very strong Elastigirl vibes. And as soon as you said, "I'm doing my best Holly Hunter," I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's dead on.
Elastigirl. And that was perfect.
Jack, who was baby Jack?
Yeah, very that's good.
Very,
you do
very
not
good.
Have to be a hero.
I can't remember his name. Oh,
I loved gosh. It.
Is she here? Is she here in the Zoom?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Holly Hunter.
Hello, thanks for having me. I just never done any of this kind of musical improv, and I just think y'all are great for doing it.
Holly, oh my gosh, I can't believe we got Holly in the Zoom.
It's such a huge get. Hey, Holly, I know this is sort of like a crazy ask.
What?
Could you do a song, maybe introducing people to sort of like the world of The Incredibles?
Or Nicole, yeah. You can do a song that introduces the world to Holly Hunter, or you can do both. They can merge, but you can do it however you feel it.
Yeah, that's great.
It can be a
I
duet.
I got nothing else going
Nicole.
On. I got time.
Incredible.
Here, okay. I just have to check and find a good track for that.
You know what, Holly? Let me tell you. Why don't you kick us off with a beautiful ballad?
You know, I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that we were just thinking the same exact thing.
I just feel like you, Holly, you bring such like pathos to the characters you play. So I want to see that really like explore
that emotional depth. Also, by the way, thank you for jumping on sort of like unannounced and being willing to improvise. That's such a huge hurdle. And I guess a skill that I didn't assume that you had. No offense.
No, it's not at all. None offense taken, Zach. Is that your name?
It is. Oh my gosh, this is huge for me to hear you say that. Thank you so much.
Just to hear me say your name, Zach?
Yeah, honestly, yes.
Great.
To hear famous people say my name is a thrill for me.
Well, I'm just going to share the screen right now.
My gosh, Ms. Hunter is so tech savvy.
It's like she sat through 38 minutes of figuring out how to do this and knows what's up.
Listen, I've been around a long time. You know what I mean? I got to stay relevant.
Can I say, Ms. Hunter, that when I saw you in Succession, I was blown away at how small you were.
Wasn't that fun that I did that show? That was so much fun.
That was
I'm
fun.
I'm very, very tiny. I'm a Spitfire. That's what people say. Okay, so I'm going to go to, hang on here, everybody. Hang on with me. Hang in here. I got to go to the Dropbox, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And I'm going to play Ballad.
That's right, Holly Hunter.
All right, let's see if it plays. Oh, that's nice. Can you guys hear that?
We can.
Okay. I know that I've been around. These times right now might get you down. I know that right now the world feels like a mess. But I'm here, Miss Holly Hunter, and I'm hunting for happiness. Sit down and grab a drink or an edible while I tell you the tale of a movie called The Incredibles. It was about a family and a team, and my costume was basically every father's dream. I had hips, heroic hips that
and so edible, right? That's what they say. Now, I'm known for my range, and so it's no thing for me to sing and be a superhero and be naked in the piano.
Say, but you sure. know, I just think that the first one was the best, you know?
The first one was great. I really enjoyed the second one, especially how it sort of fleshed out your character, but I think that's a fair opinion to have, for sure, with any sequel.
True. It's weird for me to say that since I did get more to do in the second one, Zach. You bring up a really good point. Maybe but, I need to watch the sequel again, because that's not actually in my memory as much as it should be.
I think you can go stream it right now if that's something you're interested in doing.
But I also think that sometimes we want stories to just, you know, stay where they are.
Sometimes we just need one movie and we don't need a bunch of sequels.
You know, I've never done that before, y'all. I hope that introduced people a little bit to The Incredibles and Holly Hunter at the same time. I don't know if I did that right. I mean, I forgot to mention my Coen Brothers movies. And I mean, there's a whole missed moment with Ryman Raising Arizona with Corona.
I would be willing to say that went better than 99.9% of the human population could have done.
Yeah, I want to say, Miss Hunter, that there's no way to do it wrong.
But that was extremely right.
And you did it extremely right.
Oh, well, thank y'all so much. Well, I'm going to go and stream that sequel now. I guess second sequel is a bit redundant, isn't it?
Oh, Holly.
Oh, Holly Hunter.
Oh, Holly, y'all. Y'all take care, okay?
Will do.
I'm going to go now. I got to go now because okay. I got lots of other podcasts to go be on.
Okay, oh, thanks, Holly.
What a giving artist.
Okay, bye.
Holly Hunter, bye. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I loved that she was here, but something that made me sad is that it made it harder to like talk to Nicole, who's our dear friend.
Yeah. Hi guys, that was like super, super weird. I know, I just had to kind of sit and listen to that.
It was a little rude, seeing as you were the sort of advertised guest on the podcast, and right? Holly was like, that's the Holly Hunter show.
She's like an Oscar winner, and it's like, oh, and then Nicole Parker, who? You know what I mean? I'll try not to let it bother me.
Yeah, try to like let it roll off your back, but I want to say
I missed you. Quarantine's been cool.
I just want to say I missed you on the mic.
I also missed you on the mic.
Zach,
Dana.
Yeah.
Just to have a private conversation with you right now.
Love that.
Have you watched Onward yet?
I have. So for the Pixar movie Onward, because the theaters are all closed, is available for early purchase on Amazon. It's like $20. So like Nicole and I both watched it for half of the price of a movie ticket. Yes.
Not this Nicole.
Nicole, my wife, Nicole, Nicole.
It's streaming for free on Disney Plus.
Whoa, I should have done
that. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm pretty sure you have it because you've watched The Mandalorian.
I definitely do. Now I paid for it. Wanted to support that Dungeons and Dragons-esque Pixar movie.
But boy, oh boy, yeah. What do you think?
I cried a lot.
Oh my gosh, Morgan and I sobbed.
Waterworks. And I knew basically nothing about it going into it, which was fun for the first time.
It's a very... Wait, Nicole, you haven't watched it yet?
I haven't. I don't know, man. I really struggle with these Pixar movies lately. I feel like they're designed to make adults weep, and I just can't.
This one very much so is.
But yeah, I can't. That. I just can't do that right now.
When
can't
they
do right
don't now. Make me weep, I'm like, what was I even doing? Like, that's why I go to, that's why I want to watch a Pixar movie, is because I want to just like guttural, deep sob about like growing up and childhood and family and what it means to be human. And I just want to sob so dang hard.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, I loved Pixar's Onward.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing could be less of a slam dunk.
Yeah. Pretty quickly, after we recovered from sobbing, Morgan turned to me and he was like, I wonder if Zach's watched it yet. Because it's a really tight like screenplay. The story structure is very satisfying.
It is. It's also like a pretty linear story compared to the way that most Pixar, it is less complicated than most Pixar movies.
Which I think is why it didn't get as much praise as some other Pixar movies, because I think anytime a Pixar movie doesn't fundamentally reinvent story structure, we all go, okay.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you, Brave? Yes. Just a touching story about a woman and turning their siblings into bears or mother.
Yeah, that
into
one
bears.
Was a little. No, I'm sorry. I know this is a private conversation between you and Zach.
Just it is actually a private conversation.
Okay, sorry. Is it okay if I jump into this private conversation?
Please. Or? And thank you.
It is weird having a kid with so many toys around the house now that I keep on anthropomorphizing them and like imagining what the Pixar version of their story is. Like, he was gifted three baby shark toys that are plush, and they sing the baby sharks like. And there's the mommy and the daddy and the baby and. They've always been scattered all around the house. And then like one night I like all put them all three next to each other in the basket smiling. And I was like, this is like the third act right now. They just found each other. And like, it was very hard for me not to think of it that way.
Jessica, you can sing the song that's the plot of the movie about the three baby sharks.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Happy to.
Or I can if you'd rather not.
No.
Sounds like happy you want to. Okay.
I mean, do want to, but that's a gift that I'm giving to Jessica.
Aww. It's very sweet. I love gift giving in these times.
Yeah, I think that this is probably... Ooh. Probably Bobby Darin jazz.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's kind of Randy Newman-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that or Bouncy Minor, but I think probably Bobby Darin jazz.
I love it. Okay, perfect. And I'm introducing the story.
Yeah, it's whatever you want. The jumping off point is three baby sharks.
Three baby sharks.
That is sort of a sticking point for me. It is specifically three baby sharks.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a family. The baby, the mama, the daddy,
the way
grandma.
That I remember the story that Nicole told moments ago was that it's three baby sharks. Baby sharks.
Great. Ooh, maybe you might spot me. I'm a little baby. Oh, yes. Hello, Hark. It's me. And I'm a baby shark. But oh, you know, it's not just me. We got, oh, baby sharks. 1, 2, 3. But then we had to grow up and leave our baby days behind. And we went on three separate journeys. Oh, what would we find? Well, one found that they were good at math, and the other found they want to get in the kids' bed. Oh no, not a shark attack. This song is incredibly hard to follow. Oh, I should just let you in on my personal moment of wallow. But the sharks, they came back. After one was in an attack, he didn't attack a surfer or a swimmer or a seal. No, no, that wasn't the deal. He got attacked himself by a bolt of lightning. Oh no, it was so frightening. But the other two sharks were there, the one who was really good at math and the one who wants to get into kids' bath. And they said, shark friend, we'll never leave your side. And they didn't, and that's the truth I can't hide. And even though time passes and you might look at a half-empty glass, it's always light in the dark. That if you feel alone, you can turn to your other former baby shark and remember that friendship and chosen family are more powerful than anything in the sea. That was Near Impossible.
That was a perfect ending. I realized that I guess you can watch how long the song is because I was just singing without regards to when it was going to end. And now I'm going to flip back and forth next time.
Oh my gosh. That's upper level. You know, that's taken me several of these to realize, oh, I can watch the track length and,
right,
and
right.
See when it's coming to an end.
That's a hot tip for me. I've never done that.
Scott, who's doing like the Lord's work making tracks right now, that is no shade at that lovely track. It was just, I might have had my level too low or something. I was like, I can't hear
jazz,
where this
baby
is going.
Yeah, you have to pump the level really loud. What we're doing is hard. What Scott's doing is hard. We're all doing a hard thing. That was a great job.
Hey, thank you so much.
I love that one of the sharks was good at math.
Yes.
I love that chosen family is the moral.
It has to be.
Jess, I want you to know that I definitely heard the last 15 seconds of that, and it sounded great.
It did sound great. You were lying.
Thank you so much.
You were, if it was hard for you, it was not noticeable.
Y'all are sweet. I think I found it. It was more like because it was so beautifully jazzy throughout, I was having a hard time finding when verses and choruses were switching.
You heard it. Jessica McKenna hates beauty.
Oh my God. Classic McKenna take. Negative. Tearing something down for no reason.
I have a question to pose.
Oh my God, Dana.
Ooh.
Well, because you guys were talking about like Pixar movies or anthropomorphizing things or whatever. And
one of
my favorite Disney movies is a movie that was not successful because I don't think they could anthropomorphize like things in the movie. And so they couldn't sell toys. And so I don't think it was very popular. But I feel like it's another like Zach movie and even a Jess movie, which is Meet the Robinsons. Have you guys seen this film?
I've never seen Meet the Robinsons.
I've not. But
okay.
I feel
is
you.
So good.
But I felt like it seemed sweet. I also feel like it came out at a weird in-between time.
Yes.
We were like late middle school or early high school or something. Where it was like, I don't know, man. If you're not like groundbreaking Pixar, I'm not going to go see an animated Disney movie right now.
It might have even been later than that. Because me and my friend Rachel watched this movie like in college a lot. And we were like, this is, we would like cry laughing. It's so funny. Like it's deeply underrated. And there's really weird like things in it. And also it's kind of like a Walt Disney, like it's like about Walt Disney kind of. Like there's elements, like it's like, cause it's like, I don't know, I don't want to give anything away, but my homework assignment is
for
everybody
to watch
it. It is so fucking funny. Maybe I'm putting this on a pedestal, but it's
no, I'm down for some Meet the Robinsons. I feel like the animated movie that makes me laugh so hard that I'm like, this should be illegal is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so freaking funny.
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
Nicole,
my God.
Oh, it's so freaking funny. And there are like almost too many jokes for you to catch. Like, yes. My friend Jen D'Angelo is a super fan of this movie, and she, like, I watched it with, my first viewing was with her, but she had already seen it a few times, and she was giving me, like, this commentary of, like, okay, pause, I want you to watch that scene again and watch, like, what everyone in the background is saying, and it will be, like, another bonus six jokes of, like, someone in the back just being like, what's in a moosh boosh?
Also, like, all of the posters on the back of his, in his room are, like, hilarious.
It's like the Arrested Development of animated films.
Zach, can you give us a fly rap about what your ideal food weather would be?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, you can take that as whatever inspiration core you want. You know,
I love food and I love weather.
Prescriptive.
Which beer are we using here?
Let's do House Beat.
Great. Okay. I don't want to do a song about
just
what it
is. Just a quick warm up for the rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Syllables.
Bra, bra, bra.
I was born on the street. I come from the street. No, absolutely not. Okay. Food weather. I'm running through my head right now of all the ones that are in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, so I don't just do a third recap of a movie.
I mean,
like you did that very real recap of Three Baby Sharks, the movie. Ideal food weather. Okay. Mm. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Let's get it together. I wanna tell y'all about my ideal food weather. It's the sky, the earth, the land and sea. They are all the same food that means so much to me. That food is soup, liquid in a big old bowl. We're talking soup, so much soup that it's taking its toll. I want delicious soup. It's the sky, and delicious soup is the land. Soup is the clouds and soup is the rain. There's a whole lot of soup ahead. The rocks, they're made of soup. The plane is soup, don't get thrown for a loop. The cars, the buses, also the trains. Did I mention that the rain, the water from the sky, it is soup. It's soup when you cry, which is also water, but from your eyes. Soup is your hands and soup is your thighs. Every single person is a being of soup. Every single person eating Fruit Loops, but they're not Fruit Loops, cause the loops are soup. And the milk, the Fruit Loops are in a soup. And everything is soup and it's very cute. The Superman soup in a soup suit. His cape is suit, his boots are soup. He's got soup boots and soup's the boot. Soup is the ground and the earth, and soup is the grass and bugs. You get a bunch of soup on your hands if you give someone a hug. Chowder, that's a soup. Gazpacho, that's a soup. Tomato soup is a soup. You know it's a soup cause soup's in the name. Matzo ball, that can be soup. Also, corn soup. Just corn, you're like, wait, just corn? Soup that's corn? I'm forlorn, I'm yes, corn. You blend it up, put it in a blender, drink it from a cup, drink it in a straw, drink it in your mouth. Very good soup, that's what I'm about. Corn is the very best soup. Only corn, don't get it twisted. You can mix that soup with anything else, but it will be soup. Soup is the only thing I eat. My digestive system is broke. I cannot.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Can't handle solid foods, and for some reason I think I'm woke.
soup on the track. Soup is the track. Zach is soup. Soup on the mic.
That's that soup music.
I'm absolutely here for soup music.
I love that soup song.
Thank you so much.
Cat had enough of the soup song. She seems like she wants to get out.
Yeah, Boo is like, I can't handle this world of soup. I'm a cat. But before I let her out, let's let us all out, because I'm sure we all want to go eat a bunch of soup right now. So we'll be back. We're all going to go make hot, steaming bowls of soup to then eat when we return to this episode of Off of the Improvised Musical Podcast, brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? Maybe when we come back, we'll discover what sound does the wooden frog make? And we'll do our section where we play all the instruments that we have within hand's reach of us. We'll be right back, baby.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Oh, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your hot steaming bowl of soup. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast brought to you by
Woodbert, the wooden frog, who asked the question, what sound does the wooden frog make? This is our segment, What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make?, where we ask the other people on our podcast what sound the instruments that they have within hand's reach of them make. And someday, the culmination of this segment will be that we will actually hear what sound the wooden frog makes. But until then, we're just sort of all have to wonder and imagine what it is. Jessica, do you have an instrument for us today?
I sure do. Welcome to my segment called What Sound Does the Sloth Toy Who Shoots a Ball Out of His Mouth Make? Ready?
Ready.
That was what sound does the sloth toy that shoots a ball out of its mouth make?
That was a satisfying sound.
Incredible. An incredible sound from an incredible instrument.
Thank you so much. Brett, do you have a segment for us?
Yeah, I just happen to have this thing called a theremin. So this is what sound does a theremin make? That's what sound does the theremin make?
I'm transported to another dimension, another world.
That was so good. Whoa.
Ooh.
This is good.
It's so cool. It's so cool it goes outside of its own segment, Brett.
Want had more to say.
Dana, do you have an instrument for us? A segment?
I do. This segment is called "What Sound Does the Moroccan Djembe Make?" You can't see it though, but I'll put it here, the mic here. And that was "What Sound Does the Moroccan Djembe Make?"
Incredible. Very good. Very good radio voice and very good not sleeping on that D in, you know, in front of the J on djembe.
I agree.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Djembe.
Djembe.
Don't sleep on that D.
You know, she also says s'mores, like fully out. So it's
is like, it she's whoa. That's it. So it's a roast of Dana's pronunciations.
Yeah.
No. The thing we love about Dana is she gives credit to every letter.
That's right. Yeah.
Every letter.
I'm learning something in this right now. Is it pronounced djembe?
That's how I've heard it, but
it's duh, djembe.
Right. Djembe.
Who the heck knows? Djembe. S'mores.
Djembe. Herbs. Delicious, minty herbs.
And we say herbs because there's a fucking H in it. Shout out.
Eddie Izzard.
Dressed to Kill.
That Dressed to Kill? Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I think so. Actually, maybe not. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Could
I
be
love
Circle.
It.
Could be...
could be... I think there's one called Sexy Beast or something. I don't know.
There was a time when I could tell you what all the things are. So that sound that you're hearing is Scott's new segment. What sound does a piano make when you're not on mute, but you are recording a track in the background?
Yeah. I like it.
It's very good and it's lovely.
Scott, do it again. Can he hear us?
What am I doing? Sorry. He's busy recording. I realized I wasn't on mute. If you needed me. I have can of computer duster. That's my instrument today.
I would love to hear that segment, Scott.
Yes, please.
This segment is called "What Sound Does the Computer Duster Make?" That's the sound the computer does.
Oh, it's very good.
Oh, it's very good. Loop.
That was nice.
You may mute yourself now for the project you are currently working on. You have my permission.
Thank you, Scott.
Nicole, do you have a segment for us today?
I do. This is the sound that the baby piano makes. Hang on. But here is the sound it makes when my son plays it. That's a Jack original.
That's very good.
Beautiful.
I've learned it and practiced it myself, so that's how I know how to play it.
It's very good. This was sort of news to me. I sort of figured that pianos were constructed as in their adult form. I didn't realize that you make a baby piano and then wait for it to grow up until, like, it makes sense.
That's an upright, a Pixar movie.
Into a baby grand, into a grand piano.
Yeah. Every little piano has to grow up.
I want that. I love that.
Hi, I'm a little piano. And right now, I only have 12 keys, but one day I'll have 88.
It's certainly a Pixar short, right?
Yes, definitely a Pixar short.
Oh, it's most certainly a Pixar short.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very minimal dialogue. Just like little things.
It's all musical.
There's an awkward puberty stage where they're growing more keys
and they're not in tune.
Their high school is full of other instant, like a ukulele who's having a weird moment before she turns into like a crazy cool electric guitar, but she's a girl, so she turns first, so he's like a baby piano but there's a big electric guitar.
I'm still a baby piano, but all the girls in my class are already electric guitars.
I mean, it checks out.
When will I ever catch up?
I need this.
It happens for everyone at different times.
That's right. Zach, would you like to close out this segment for us?
Oh, sure. This has been "What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make?" brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog, who has been mysteriously silent for all three episodes of this podcast. But someday he will tell us exactly what sound he makes, and we all look forward to that day with bated breath. What is bated breath? What is the bated part
what
of that?
What is that?
I feel like that's got to be like, I feel like it's, it seems to me like some, like a word Shakespeare came up with.
When you eat fish bait, you're going to have bated breath.
And that is why we keep bread around. See, when you eat fish bait, worms and chum and things that you put on a hook, you go, because it's so bad in your throat. I mean, that's as good an explanation as I've heard.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Do fish just have no palate to just love to eat garbage?
Whoa.
Like a
puzzle.
Like,
because dogs and cats, like, dogs and cats will eat some garbage, but also cats will not eat some garbage.
So there is dogs and cats don't count because we've domesticated them and we've taught them that they can expect certain types of food. But wild animals in the wild, they gotta eat when they can eat. You know,
fish are very picky, from my experience. Like, you, depending on the time of day, the exact kind of like worm.
Yeah.
Like
Would you sing us a song from the point of view of a very persnickety, picky fish?
Yes.
A persnickety, picky fish.
Persnickety and picky.
Let's see.
Zach, do you want to call the track?
Yeah, it's probably... I do. To do that, I'm going to need to open up the folder with the names of the tracks in it.
Do you want to not pick the track?
No, I really would like to pick... the track. I think the Picky Fish song is probably Bouncy Minor.
Yeah, I think so. It's a great choice.
I have to share the screen.
You do.
I haven't done this yet because Holly Hunter did it first.
Holly Hunter did it, but
I might not be as good at it as
no,
she was.
No, you're just as good as Holly Hunter. I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times.
I will say,
I don't know.
In this setting, you are exactly as good as Holly Hunter.
I'm always comparing myself to Holly Hunter, especially when it comes to musical improv.
No, I get it. She's an icon in the field, apparently.
All right, so you want a Bouncy Minor fish song.
Yeah. You're the fish. You're the fish.
You're the fish.
And a persnickety fish.
And you're so picky, you know?
And you got to... I'm picky about what I want to eat.
Mm-hmm. You like things just so.
Well, I'm just a fish and I guess you think that I'm just someone swimming in the drink. Well, I'll tell you, it's more than that it takes to know me. I want real food, just not stupid fish flakes. I want prime rib, or maybe just rib. Doesn't have to be prime as long as it's rib. Oh, yes, you wouldn't think that a fish would love ribs, but I guess you never asked me. No, you didn't. So give me something interesting to swim up to the top. I'm looking at you. Yes, that's right. Give me something good to sup. Cause if you don't, then I will just swim down and go belly up. Oh, give me a rib. Give me a rib. This fish wants a really cooked rib. Give me a rib. I will put on a bib. Just give me a rib. Yes, and I'll know that it will fail. If you don't like it, too bad. I'll flip you my middle scale. That's what our fishes do, cause we don't have fingers in order to say fuck you. So give me a rib. Oh, give me a rib. Give me a rib. Yes, I am calling dibs on those juicy ribs. Why are you holding back those ribs? Come on, owner, give me a rib. Come on, give me a rib.
Oh my God, incredible.
Wow. Somewhere Holly Hunter is sobbing. Yes.
You just dragged Holly Hunter through the dirt.
She could never come up with give me a rib.
Holly Hunter could never. Put on a bib. I'm a fish. I call dibs. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me, Holly Hunter? I loved Scott coming into that song midway through a recording and just hearing, like, putting it on and just hearing, give me a rib. It was delightful.
That was amazing.
That song also had strong Passover vibes for me. I was like, oh. Yes. Happy late Passover, everyone.
Yay.
Happy
Passover. Bis in Pesach. Bis in Pesach.
Mm. Ooh. Wow. Beautifully pronounced.
Beautifully pronounced.
I think.
Beautifully said.
I don't know. I don't
it sounded great. Said with confidence.
We'll find out. Someone will tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We famously have a lot of very opinionated and angry Jewish listeners. We truly don't. Someone had asked in the Facebook group if we were going to do a Passover special. The time for specials is, I guess we passed over the Passover special. maybe someday, if that's a fun idea.
Yeah, that is sweet. Man, I love that Rugrats Passover special.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I haven't seen it in a decade and I don't remember it, but I remember really liking it.
I mean, it was my first introduction to the holiday, so I was like,
love it. Love it.
It was delightful. As delightful as Give Me a Rib, the jam for our times.
The jam for the fish that wants ribs.
You know, I loved it.
It is sort of interesting to think that animals will absolutely jump the food chain if you give them the opportunity to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just
they'll eat whatever they can get.
That fish just doesn't have access to ribs. Otherwise, they would love them.
Sure.
Probably would.
Yeah, I bet at some...
dog now is very obsessed with what my baby eats. Just, it's like, you know, mostly purees out of pouches, but she knows that there's extra food being given to an extra human. And so, therefore, of course, she wants it.
That's an opportunity. Yeah. That's a market that she has not expanded into yet.
That's correct.
You have always be looking for ways to expand your mm-hmm. sort of operation.
Mm-hmm. Having like nieces and nephews, the evolution of the pouch as baby food, or like not even just baby food, but like snacks, is so funny to me. Like, I feel like especially one of my nieces like really loves them. All of them have loved them. It's just like a different mm-hmm. way to consume, you know, applesauces and fruit yes. purees.
As opposed to what we had, which was like small glass jars and someone had to give it to you with a spoon.
Yeah. Right. Which they say now is a problem and it's maybe affecting children. They don't learn how to eat properly.
Because of the pouches?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I
pour the pouches into a bowl right now, but that's because also my baby doesn't know how to use a spoon yet.
Sure. Yeah, I'm talking about like a 5-year-old who's like, I want a snack. Can I have a pouch?
Right.
And I'm like, man, that's just so funny.
That's very
I know.
Strange.
One of my favorite bits that Ellen always did was about Go-Gurt. Because she'd talk about like, oh God, I'm really not trying to pit myself into an impression. But it was one of the like quintessential funny. It was like it was this pure Ellen. When she was like, I didn't realize yogurt already had a problem. So, I didn't know that it sort of went like your friend calls you up and says, hey, would you like to go somewhere? And it's like, yeah, I would. But gosh, I just opened some yogurt. So I am in for the night.
I remember
that bit.
I just
loved that joke so much.
Yeah. I also... There's such an energy, I think, as a kid where you're so susceptible to marketing, where I was like, absolutely, I need Go-Gurt. Yeah, like, sure. Like yogurt.
For sure.
And then my mom would be like, okay, fine, because I'm interested in you maybe trying to like yogurt, because you should maybe like yogurt, like you should expand your palate. I'll buy you Go-Gurt one time. And then I was like, I kind of still hate it because it's still yogurt, which I now like yogurt. But as a kid, I was like not into
it. It's all about packaging.
It is.
It's like if you package it cool...
In the 90s, yes. They were doing this thing where they would have like mustard, but it's blue.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like that I was like the odd kid out because I didn't like Go-Gurt. Like I wasn't interested in Go-Gurt because it was like kind of wacky. Like it was almost like too bright. Like also Trix yogurt. Although I think I did try Trix yogurt and it
I loved Trix yogurt.
Ugh. Yeah, that's
true. But I liked
this was not my generation. This was not my generation.
I liked Dannon coffee yogurt.
Dannon coffee yogurt?
Yeah, it was like 8, and I'm like, I want Dannon coffee yogurt.
Dude,
I'm gonna just
yes, Dana, all day long.
So
coffee
good.
Flavored yogurt as a kid. I don't know why.
Whoa, so good. Y'all are blowing my mind. Because you know what? I was about to just make some big sweeping generalizations and be like, Dana, I feel like that's because you're an only child, and I feel like only children get scooped up into adult activities because it's just like we're all buds.
Oh, that's true.
But I know Scott's not an only child, but I love to talk about. I'm like, I know why that is. Mm-hmm. You know what? I know why that is.
No, I was weird where I was never into like fake fruit flavor.
Meaning,
or I also didn't like soda as a kid. I just like, I liked like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I just liked like, I don't know, adult flavors. I don't
you had adult taste.
Jessica, yes. will you do a song about where children are in the sort of lineup of their families and how that affects their personalities?
Please.
Let me drop some truths about birth order.
Yeah. Birth order. And I think, well, it's certainly not.
Wait, can we say what we all are? Yeah. I want to know where everyone is on the lineup.
Oh, sure.
I'm the youngest of three.
Mm-hmm. You're the oldest youngest?
Jess is the youngest of three.
I'm
the youngest of two. There's just two of us. I'm the younger sister.
I'm the oldest of two.
I'm the youngest of three.
Yeah.
Jess and I just pointed out.
Yes. For most of my lifetime, like the middle child of three, but I also lived with like half brothers and step brothers.
I only child.
Okay.
I had fur.
I'm the only oldest, and Dana is the only. The rest of y'all are youngest or middle.
Scott's the middle.
Mm-hmm. Scott's the only middle. The other three of you are youngest child.
Classic.
Yes.
Boy, I have so much to say about that.
Is this a rap or is this a song?
I'll do a rap.
Great. Let's do smooth beat.
Okay.
Ooh, so smooth. I'm so excited to hear this.
My takes will not be that hot. It'll be like,
it doesn't
oh,
need
yes.
to be hot.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm like, Dana, it might not be that good.
I'm ready. I bet you Brett could sing a song about only children.
I definitely cannot.
Yes, no, being around me enough. I feel like you see a lot.
I won't. We won't. Brett, if you want to do a sequel to this song, we're open to it. Okay.
I'm fascinated by only children.
Okay. Ooh, very smooth. Ooh, very good.
Hey, thanks.
2, 3. You know, I gotta know where you are in your flow. Not asking about your day, oh no. I'm asking about how do you say, where were you born, where in a place? No, give me just a second to clarify. I wanna know why. If you're the youngest, you need that spotlight. More siblings make it all right for you to work, to try and fight. You gotta stick up and stand up, getting at the table, doing what you're able. That's why sometimes you like to say stable, not so stable, but maybe take risk. I'll speak from me, and that is why this is something I do. And my other two are a little bit more on the path that you're like, yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, that makes more sense. Oh, where are you in your birth order? Where are you in that birth order? Did you have to make the rules or could you bend them? Oh, where were you in that birth order? Oh, you're oldest. Oh, you gotta be so much bolder. They got weight on your shoulders. You're making the path, you're carving it out of stone. You have a couple years and then you're no longer alone. Someone comes in and takes in your space, and you're like, you got a question look on your face. Because how do you share? Do you start to care? Or is the gap too big? You're like, what is this rig? Do you feel like you can't relate because your parents put in a little too much space? Or are you like basically twins? Irish twins, oh let us begin. Where are you in that birth order? Where are you in that birth order? Oh, you gotta do what you can. Oh, yeah. Oh, where are you in that birth order? And I know that you're coming me at a smidge. If you're like, oh, sure, we get the bridge. You're just getting always just a little. You're that poor little sibling who's stuck in the middle. You have rules, but they don't always lapse. But you have to grasp for what the older has already established. But you're not getting off like your little miss. I'm sorry for all those middles. I'm sorry for all those middles. Oh, yes, I know your life is such a riddle. Oh, yes, oh, what's he? Let's shout out to my onlys. I know that you sometimes, in my experience, have a different way that you relate to your parents. You're more like friends, because where does that start and where does it end? You're just OC, oh, yes, oh, me, oh. You're living life like a little trio. So sometimes, just a jolt, you might start to act a little more adult. But also, you never had to share as much, so you're like, oh, yes, oh, what? It's like you wanna share, but it's not so ingrained. It's not like this, but don't get too insane. I'm like, you just don't have it in your bones because you spend so much time being alone. But you're probably got a really great imagination from all that time. Don't be in stagnation. You're playing alone in your room, but not on Zoom. We didn't have that yet. Oh, yes, but you bloom in your own little space. Oh, let me get it back. Let me try to trace. Wasn't watching the track and when it would end, but I love where you are No matter where you were born, you're my friend.
Youngest Jeezy.
What is that? That was a snap. That was that a snap was for so sure. That was perfect. A jam. It was a summer jam.
A real summer jam about Birth Order.
Just by the pool, just like very Corinne Bailey Rae. You guys know who that is?
No.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
She sings that song, just go ahead, let your hair down.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Da, da, oh, sure, sure. Dreams, I hope you get. I don't know how much I'm allowed to sing. Anyway, she's like that kind of vibe.
If you're not doing it to the track, I think it's okay.
You're good. That was perfect.
That was the funny thing that I had to do. I was on Mad TV and had to like, we weren't allowed to use any actual tunes.
Oh,
so
right.
My job was basically every week to try to sing not the tune of Titanic.
To do.
Or like when that eBay commercial came out to the tune of Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Remember when it was like, da 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 eBay or whatever. But I was like, da 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 eBay. Like it was like so obnoxious to try to sing around it, and like having to sing the Titanic song, I had to belt so much higher. I was like, "You're here, there's nothing I fear." Like just so high, just to try to not, I don't know, get in trouble. It was. I felt like a very thankless job.
Nicole, can we please make Zach and Jess try and do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What do we have to do? So this is like the royalty-free version that is a song very clearly, but can't actually be the song.
Do we have to pick something that's public domain?
No.
No, we won't.
By the way, that is why like so many sketches end with, "For he's a jolly good fellow that nobody can deny," even though it's like their birthday. It's like for a while you couldn't use happy birthday. So wait, what was the answer to the public domain question?
Well, if we don't sing the track.
No. Well, it's a sound alike. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So Beauty and the Beast, I would say. Something like if everybody knows, I would say you have to do the not the tune of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Do you want that one, Zach, or do you want me to go?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Okay.
This really is very happy, funny.
Oh my gosh. Tale that's very old.
No, you can sing the lyrics. You can sing the lyrics.
Wait, really? You can sing the lyrics?
Yes. That.
No, sorry. I like it better if you can.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Legally.
Tell that's very old.
Tale that's very old. Oh man, that makes me hang on.
Do you want to tag team this one?
No, yeah, that's fun.
That's good.
Okay.
Take it, oh, Timo. So it is true.
Wait. Okay. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Tale that's very old.
Also, it is true.
If it's too close, I'm going to go, eh, eh.
Okay. Barely even friends.
Then someone's like, switch.
And you didn't think it was coming.
A change, it's pretty small.
Like we're talking small.
Where
like we're talking? Talking small.
There it is.
Tale that's very old.
Pretty person
and ugly.
Okay, we need to do one more. We
that
know that
is
one.
So, so funny hard. And hard.
So hard.
I love
feel
it.
So validated right now.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
What's another one to pick?
Little Les Mis, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, love it.
On my own, or great. Bring it home.
Okay.
Which one do you want, Zach?
Funny.
God up there. Listen to me.
Listen.
It's so hard to remember what comes next in the song.
I have a request. And I know you're never not around.
Um, The child is a child.
That child is feeling fear. We did it. We did it.
Good. Oh, I really love that game.
Oh, boy.
That game get me through.
Whew. That really makes your brain work.
That's a fun party game for all y'all musical theater nerds.
I would say the much easier version of that party game that I think we should also do at one point if it won't get us sued is to do the melody but have to change all of the words.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, too. I would like people to like do their own and post those because that makes me very happy.
Yeah, yes. You guys make a video of you singing a royalty free
famous song.
Hashtag royalty free
jams.
Royalty free
hashtag
jams.
Royalty free jams.
Yes,
That's incredible. Oh, my gosh, boy, so really loved that.
I'm gonna jump in here, kids, if it's okay, and say I probably have to go check on my baby soon. But like, well, maybe he's sleeping. I'll go check and see if he's sleeping. Can I just go check?
Of course,
do a baby
yes,
check.
Please, my goodness, do whatever you need and
all right,
want.
Hang on just a sec.
If he's awake, bring him in here.
Bring
I love Jack.
Bring
you want to see him?
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Take him into the room.
Grady, the baby guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Guitar is not a big guitar yet.
It's a baby.
He's still growing.
Yeah.
I can't wait till it grows up to be a double bass.
Yes. Or like the electric
sorry, guys.
And bass
he's
combo.
Sleeping.
Whoa.
Oh, lovely.
All bets are off, baby.
I know, right? I'll just have him text me when he starts to get up and
have the baby
but
text me.
For
you?
Now, I'm okay. Say again?
The baby will text
yeah, the baby's going to text me. I know we said no screen time, but it's like quarantine, so it's like the rules are all out the window.
He's like, I'm awake, bitch.
You're going to text him, you up?
You up?
baby, yeah, exactly. You up?
Hey, baby, you up?
Hey, baby, you up?
Hey, mom, I'm up. Come take care of me.
They're not babies, but like my nephew does text like from just a email login. Like they don't have phone numbers or phones, but like from their devices, he'll like text his mom things.
Oh my
God.
And
it's very emoji heavy and it's really funny. And also he figured out like voice to text. So he can just be like, mom, I think I need to get this new Bakugan. You know,
I think I need to get
it's really funny.
I probably think I does. Need to get it.
He honestly does. He's so funny. I feel like, do you want to sing a lullaby for us, Nicole?
Oh, sure. I could sing a lullaby. I actually just, it's funny because he's asleep, but Seth didn't close the door all the way, which is just always like baffling to me. I'm like way more obsessed about like, everybody quiet. Like, because when he sleeps, it's everything, right? If the baby has a nap, you like feel like you're a genius.
Right.
You know, you're like, I got stuff to do. Like, what am I going to do with all this time? Like, look at me. I'm a normal person again. I'm going to like meditate. I'm going to like clean. I'm going to like get some shit done. And then the baby's going to wake up and it's like, I did that, which really has nothing to do with me, really. Like, the baby just went to sleep because he was asleep. But I'm very protective of sleep. And so the fact that like the door has to be closed and I'm like very ninja about it, I get way too worked up. Like you hold your body in a certain way, you know, to like exit the room. And so I just tried to close the door just now with like Mission Impossible original Tom Cruise suspended style sequencing.
Can you give us these genius spy vibes in this lullaby?
Yeah.
I feel like this is what I want. That's the music I want.
Actually, yeah, that's the
I sure
music
hope
I
that
want.
People are boned up on their Mission Impossible references.
You can just give us like, the energy or most, reference like, it as much as
first,
you want.
That first one came out, I feel like a lot of your listeners might have been children.
I mean,
and that's not a diss. I'm just
they
old.
Continue to be amazing movies. So I've seen a lot of them. They're great. But also, you can just give us the energy of it. You don't
it can
have
just
to
be
feel
spy.
Like you need
it can just be a lullaby okay. from a spy.
Yeah.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. I'm going to put you to sleep with a lullaby. And just bend an ear, I'll put you down, but you won't even know I'm here.
First we will rappel to the floor. Then I'll hold you close. And I'll put you in that crib. And then disappear like a ghost. Ghost Protocol. Wasn't that the name of one of the films? I don't know. I wanted to pay homage. I'll get in and out of your nursery like an Ocean's 11 montage. I'll even fold myself up in a tiny box. Or maybe I'll spy on you from the nanny cam hidden in your stuffed fox. And when you go to sleep, disappearing in dreamland, as I escape your room, I'll catch my drop of sweat in my hand. And when you wake to a nightmare or with happiness, I will trip the lasers in your room. Yes, we have lasers in your room. You can't be too careful these days. There are predators out there and they can infiltrate nurseries in so many ways. I just hope that when you're sleeping so pretty, that on the monitor I don't see something creepy, light from Paranormal Activity. This song is taking a turn, because I now have to tell you I burn with the fear that I'll see a demon on the screen. What if I see a ghost or a devil? What do I do? You're just helpless in there against the ghosts and the ghouls. So, little baby, I will tell you what I mean. Even though you don't know, we are in quarantine. So I'll wear masks and I'll Clorox all your toys. But I hope that still you'll remember this time with just joy.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Incredible.
Oh, gorgeous. Dear.
It took a turn. It took a turn.
It took a turn.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta take a turn.
It's just, it's one of my fears. I just don't like watching the monitor at night. It terrifies me. It picks up all sorts of weird sounds. I'm just going to look one day and he's just going to be being tugged across the crib with like no actual visible force. And it's just going to, I'm going to lose my mind.
Probably not. He probably won't. That probably won't happen.
Yeah, I sure think you're not. All right. Okay, so thank you so much, Nicole. I feel like you've given... You and our other guest, Holly Hunter, have given so much to this episode, and it's
hi,
delight-
hi, I'm back. I came back real quick because I just didn't want to miss the ending. Oh, y'all are done? Y'all are done?
We're
gonna have
close,
Zach
yeah.
do one more song to close us out.
That's great.
Yeah, it was so nice to meet you. I know these are like strange times, so we're just meeting over video chat, but it feels so nice and personal. So thank you so much.
So nice to meet you too. I was gonna do a "Oh Brother Art Thou" rhyme with Al. I just keep on coming to me, and I just keep on thinking of them. So maybe what I'll do is just do my own track and send it in to you guys. How about that?
Hey,
Holly,
great.
I don't
that'd
know that
great.
You need to
the
do
musical
that.
Improviser.
Holly, like I don't know. Also, this was my moment. This was my time. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I guess only one of us has an Oscar. But it's me. But I guess you talk, Nicole Parker, whoever the hell you are.
Holly,
wow, you guys,
Holly, you know what? This energy is actually,
no.
That's
oh,
really not what our show is like. You know,
oh,
we like
not?
To build people up here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Please don't talk about my friend that way.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
I really
you know what?
Because this is
I didn't think I was going to have to stand up to Holly Hunter today, but I had to.
Yeah,
I didn't like the way she was talking about my friend.
Yeah, and Holly, like, honestly,
you know, I was going to tell you what happened in season 4 Succession, but now I'm not going to. Okay?
Yeah, we wouldn't,
I was going to tell you what happens in season 7.
We wouldn't want that, Holly. That
yeah, Holly, I
want
to watch the show. I want to watch the show. I don't want you to tell me.
Toodaloo.
Okay.
Can I just say something? She claimed she didn't know who you were, but she knew your whole first and
last
name.
She knew my whole name.
Yeah, like, what's she fronting? She doesn't know who you are?
I think it was just coming from a place of...
jealousy.
Yeah, she's lashing out.
Jealousy and also, like, nervous about doing a new and different thing. You're so good at it. She got, like, intimidated.
Right. It happens.
Well, you guys, thanks for making me feel better. And I do probably have to go, but thanks for letting me play. And all you listeners, stay safe out there or in there.
Stay safe
Nicole,
out there.
Thank
in
you
there.
So much.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye. I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Zach, is there like something that you want to close us out with, or should we give you some random words?
Either way. Scott dropped a track in that was Bossa Nova, and then he also dropped a message in the chat that said Happy Passover. And then in the break, when I asked him, was that a Passover song? He said no. So
I said it is a gift for Passover.
Passover is done, so we don't have to do it. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to do a Passover song.
Yeah, you can if you want.
But then I also have to remember what Passover.
Do you want to just do a song as Elijah?
Yeah, probably.
It's got to be a bossa nova too.
One of your favorite jokes to make, as someone who's done improv with you for a decade. There's a
whenever someone leaves another chair on stage and there's no one sitting in it. That one's for Elijah.
Yep. That one's for Elijah. A favorite joke of Zacharino. Now he's going to sing a whole song about it.
A joke that, let us just say, does not land in the city of Los Angeles.
It lands okay. It lands all right.
Lands good for me. Most of the jokes I make it for myself. I was waiting for the track to start, and I do actually have to play it myself.
Yeah.
So that is what we're going to do.
It's a fun wrinkle.
So this is a song. This is Elijah's song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy Passover, everyone. Just going to need you to do a little thing for me. Leave a chair for your best friend, Elijah. If you could just leave a chair for your best friend, that's me. I'm coming to your Seder, but it's gonna be a little bit later. So I would just appreciate it if you could leave a setting free. If you could leave a chair for your friend, Elijah. Leave a chair for your friend to sit on down. I see you putting your fingers in wine and putting that wine on a plate. Remembering locusts and frogs and death and all of the other plagues. I see you there with your lamb's bone, and I know what you think. We shouldn't drink all of this manischewitz, it's cause Elijah's gonna wanna drink. Leave a chair for your friend, Elijah. Leave a chair for your friend, that's me. I'm gonna come at the end, cause the Seder's 3 hours long. I'm gonna come just to eat the desserts, and then I'll be gone before too long. I'm gonna show up to make a sandwich with matzah and maror. And then before you know it, I'm going to sneak back out the door. If you could leave a chair for your friend, Elijah. Leave a chair for your friend, that's me. I am a figure that shows up at the Passover Seder, but you're never, ever, never, 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 ever gonna see me. Cause I am so sneaky, so sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. Like Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Am I a ghost? No, not at all. I have the quietest shoes and the most inauspicious clothing. I could be in your house for hours without you ever knowing. So won't you leave a chair for your friend, Elijah? That's that's me. Leave a chair for me.
Leave a chair for Elijah, and that's me.
And that's me.
That was great. Great track, whether it was meant for Passover or not, Scott, it was a beautiful track. Well done, Zach.
Well done, you. Well done, Dana. Well done, Brett. Well done, Nicole. Thank you so much for showing up. She's gone now. Thank y'all for listening to this, another episode of Off Book, brought to you by What Sound Does Woodbert the Wooden Frog Make? Sorry we didn't get to it this time. Hopefully next time we will find out what sound Woodbert the Wooden Frog makes.
It's still a mystery. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, when the tale is old,
the man is bold. The beast man is bold.
When the tale is old,
the beast man is bold.
Bye.
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 Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.